Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
Welcome to the Employment Opportunity Hour. Your host, Gene Hodge, is a training consultant, author, motivational speaker, and owner of Hodgepodge Training, the workforce optimizing training company. With Hodgepodge Training, Gene uses a revolutionary training program process that packages each individual's unique hodgepodge of skills, abilities, experience, and passion together with computer technology to satisfy individual job compatibility and employer productivity needs. With Gene's process, thousands of individuals have gained enjoyable employment at competitive wages. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802. Or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 1-866-826-1340. And now, here's your host, Gene Hodge.
Good evening. Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where we try to help all of you who would like to be an entrepreneur or are an entrepreneur, a place where we can all share our ideas and thoughts. And that's what we're pretty much all about. I'm here tonight with my trusty engineer, the guy that makes everything look good. His name is Matt. Matt, how are you doing this evening?
Good. If I actually played the right open, I played the open for the next show instead of this one on accident.
Yeah.
It happens.
I know those things.
Don't get me wrong. Do not adjust your dials. This is the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Opportunity Hour starts at 7. We're just making sure we get the shows right.
Yep, and so we have a busy schedule. But for
yes,
those of you not familiar with the show, we have a couple of clips that we're going to play to make sure you know that you're listening to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour.
And yes, I have the right clips lined up this time.
All right, so Mr. Matt, if you got them, let them go.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
You are welcome to watch me do the show. And I want you to see me. I want you to look at me, my scars, bumps, my color. My hair is beginning to thin out, all that sort of stuff. I want you to look at me.
You can watch a live stream of this broadcast by going to facebook.com/theopportunityhour or by going to YouTube and searching Tan Talk Radio Network. Click on the YouTube channel, then click on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour with today's date to view the live stream. All YouTube live streams are saved on the Tan Talk Radio Network YouTube channel for playback anytime.
Okay, now you have an idea in terms of what the show is all about. Tonight we have a special show for you, but it's for entrepreneurs, but it's specifically for parents, grandparents, and teachers who have little children that are beginning to learn. And tonight we have a entrepreneur, author, and someone who is actually doing that to help children learn, and I think he's on the line right now. His first name is David. I call him Echo, but I believe he's on the line. David, are you there? I can't hear you if he's there. Is he there?
Yes, I am.
Hello, Echo. How are you?
Gene, I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. We're really glad to have you here.
Thank you. It's an honor. It's an honor to be here.
But anyway, I said that your name was David, and I have problems pronouncing your last name, so I'm going to let you do that. But I also know you and have known you as Echo. And so, anyway.
My last name. Yeah, my last name is Echo Asari. That's probably why it's so difficult to read out. And yes, most most people do call me David. Echo is my African name.
Okay.
It means I was born on Thursday.
It means what?
Born on Thursday.
Oh, born on Thursday. Okay.
Yeah.
All righty. Yeah. Okay. So very, very, very quickly, if you can, tell us who you are and what do you do.
So I am an author and an illustrator. I write children's books, and I'm also a father and a grandfather.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Actually, I started writing my children's books to help my own daughter many years ago. And I didn't realize how great they were at the time. So now many years later, I'm looking at what I'd like to do, and I figured I'd get involved in writing children's books because
okay.
They were helpful then, and I've seen them be helpful with others.
Oh, great, great, great. Now, before we go any further, tell us a little bit more about your background. What have you done in terms of life that have gotten you to this point?
So
you're an author now.
Yeah. Originally, I'm from Ghana, West Africa, and I came out here, studied physics, and got involved in computers and engineering. Mm-hmm. Typical computer work, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And I did that for many years. But while I was doing that, of course, I mean, I had my kids, and I have a couple of hobbies. One of which is writing books or writing stories, and the other was or is doing artwork.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So when many years ago my daughter needed some help with reading, I started creating little books for her. And of course I did the artwork to go along with those books and or illustrations. And over the years I've continued to dabble, I shall say, in book writing and artwork. And now I'm at the point where I have a set of books which I think are quite effective.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why I'm out selling my book.
Okay. Okay. Now, since we're going to be here for a while, would you prefer I call you David or Echo?
Gene, my good friends call me Echo, so go ahead. Anyone who's listening is also going to be a good friend.
Okay. Okay, so if someone asked you what your background is, you tell them that you're a computer wizard, artist, and engineer?
And yep.
And an author?
And an author.
Did I leave out anything else?
I think you covered it just about pretty well, Gene.
Okay. Alrighty. Anyway, so in your professional background, how many years have you been doing that?
If you're talking about doing book writing?
No, the computer side of it.
Oh, the computer side of it. I worked in the computer industry. Yeah, I did engineering for about 30 years.
Okay, and how long have you been an author?
Well, I'd say about, this one's funny. I'll say about 10 to 15 years.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
I asked you that because a lot of us entrepreneurs, we get started on things and life kind of takes over, so we have to go back and forth in order to start creating what we think that we want to create. And so that's the only reason I asked you that question, just to find out how long you've been at it.
I appreciate the question because, I mean, my life has been very much the same as you just described. I originally started writing my three-letter word children's books 15 years ago.
Okay.
So my daughter used them.
Mm-hmm. I know
my
what
daughter
you do.
Used them. Uh-huh.
I know what you do, tell us what it is that you did do.
Oh.
As far as the three letters goes.
Oh, yeah. Okay. with the three-letter word book, my daughter originally had some problems reading large words. So I decided to create something simple for her. So that's why I went with three-letter words in the books I was writing.
Okay, great.
Once she got familiar with those, and over the years, I have developed those books to include four different levels of reading with three-letter words.
Okay.
What happened with just three letters? With just three letters, okay. Yes. I use repetition, and I reduce the amount of repetition in the different levels of books that I have. Oh. That allows, in a way that allows children, the new readers, to get familiar with a set of words at each level.
Okay.
For instance, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, hold on to that just for a second. We want to take a quick short break, and then we'll be right back so you can kind of go into it a little deeper. You listen to David, the author of several books using just three-letter words. He's going to tell you a little bit more after a word from our sponsor, and we'll be right back.
The Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour radio show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000. If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. The place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere. I'm gonna put this dream in motion. I'll never let nothing stand in my way when the gun gets tough.
The tough gets going. When the going gets tough, the tough gets going. Because if you want to be an entrepreneur, you already know how tough it is. And I can only speak for myself. But I have on the line David Ashour. David, did I pronounce it correctly?
David Ashour. Aqua Ashour.
Aqua?
Aqua Ashour.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Okay, Dave, forgive me for trying to figure out a way to do it on this show. But,
oh, no. No problem.
But you came up with an idea. And you're an author. And tell us, how did you come up with this idea and then get started on it?
Well, as I was saying before, it was about creating the simplest set of books that my daughter could use.
Mm-hmm.
And that was just a way to get her more comfortable with reading.
Okay.
I created a book, a set of books. Actually, I have multiple, but I'm currently selling a set called Don and His Dog.
Okay.
What happened when I created the books was I gave them to a friend, a teacher, who went through the books with her children, kindergarten children, and she suggested that I might make it even simpler for people who are beginning to read or beginning to learn how to read English.
Mm-hmm.
And so based on that, I figured out a way of using repetition with four-letter words to create a story that one could see or one could read through in four different levels.
Okay.
So after the kids are able to read the four different levels with repetition, what I wound up doing was adding images, illustrations, so that I could also prompt children as they're going along. And that wound up with my full set of four levels of reading.
Okay, four levels of reading. Using just three letter words.
Absolutely.
And
that is my core set of books.
Okay. Now what are your books called?
The set that I have on my website right now is called Don and His Dog.
Okay.
I would point out that since I have multiple books in the works, I named my book Oma's Book.
Mm-hmm.
Oma means grandmother.
Okay, grandmother's books in English.
In English, one would call them grandmother's
books. Oma's books. Okay.
Yeah. How do I want to say this? I created these books to allow kids to learn how to read the English language. However, once they're through with the four books that I have, I also have a couple of others. I have a fifth book, which does not have any illustration.
Mm-hmm.
This is also a three-letter word book. And it's a book that allows children to read just like adults do, without any pictures in the book.
Mm.
Turns out that this is a nice way to verify that the children are able to understand what they're reading.
Okay.
That made the book a nice set, yeah.
Mm.
Yes, I know, Gene, and to make it more fun, I created a puzzle book, which is the sixth and comes along with a set.
A puzzle book, okay.
Yes. Basically, I give your children or the readers clues, nine-letter clues, and from that they have to pull out three-letter words. Just a fun exercise to finish reading the book.
Okay. Great. Now, the books are for the children, but
mm-hmm.
who are you presenting the books to in order to get your book for the children?
That's where the name of the book as a whole comes into play. Oma's Book. I have three objectives with these books. And I'll start with the third. The third is to get grandmothers, Oma, involved in the education of our children.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's something that I'm passionate about. I'd love to get family back into the education of children, or be a part of that.
Okay, and grandmothers come first.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
I'm sure we all have stories about our grandmothers, and I think they're relevant, very relevant.
Okay. Okay, then from grandmother to who? The parent?
Well, the idea is to do three things with these books. Initially, to get education going and build confidence in kids.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have a set of books which are very simple to read. And what I saw with my daughter, and actually I have a story to tell you, with this other child, it's a question of being or having something about which they can do something with,
mm-hmm.
and show their efficiency at what they do. The reason I bring this up and I take us in this direction is because I had a friend bring her daughters to work one day. And, the older daughter, she was, I think, about 7 or 8. She read all 4 books and, you know, had no problem whatsoever. However, the younger daughter got a hold of the books, and she read the first book on her own. It was not a problem. The second book she read and had a little bit of an issue, so she called her big sister to help her on a couple of pages. The third level book she read, and she actually called her mom to give her to my sister. And when she got to the fourth book, she just said, as kids do, I don't want to do it. it was very cute, and it gave us the understanding of how good she was at reading at that point, with just that one example.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, so I put together these books. I provide a fifth book, you know, just so we can observe them read and figure out how well they understand what they're reading.
Okay.
I have the puzzle book, and I have a book which I call the teacher's book.
Teacher's book, okay.
The teacher's book is basically an alphabet list with multiple three-letter words. And the intention is for the teacher or mother, Oma, hopefully,
mm-hmm.
to select what words she'd like to have the children become familiar with.
Okay.
These are the words we use. Yes. And so with that, I have a full bundle, 7 books in total, and I am actually very happy to announce that I have a couple of schools in Ghana and Nigeria actually working with these books.
Already, okay.
Already, yes. We're right at the very start of, if you will, moving these books, but I have been able to get them to a couple of schools, and I'm working with a school in America to get them used here as well.
Okay, great. I'm going to ask you, the first thing, if someone wanted to contact you, how could they do that?
The best way would be through my website. And okay. I felt like we have a network that we're trying to build, and I created the website omasbooks.net.
Okay.
It's a network.
Can you spell that out?
Absolutely. OMASBOOKS.
Okay.
.net.
.net. Okay, that's OMA dash.
Nope. OMAS.
S.
As in, yes.
Okay.
As in
SBOOKS.
S. Yep.
.net. Okay, that's how people can contact you. Okay. And what can they see out on your site?
I have a couple of images and descriptions of how to use the book.
Okay.
Because we have a set of 7 books, I found it necessary to explain to everyone how to use the book. It's very easy to go through each of the levels of the full reading level,
mm-hmm.
but I think it's important for Omar to understand what is being presented,
okay,
and how the children are going to take it,
great,
or perceive it.
Okay, great.
With repetition.
Great. Now I'm going to step outside of that just for a second, but you being an entrepreneur and having created a product and a service, it sounds like, if you had to tell another entrepreneur who's thinking about starting something similar or anything else like that, what type of tip could you offer to someone else that's thinking about just starting something as you did?
Oh, my God.
only one.
if I had only one thing to say to the thousands of entrepreneurs out there, I would say something along the lines of many of us work or exist for the love of money.
Mm-hmm.
But there are some of us who make money by doing what we love.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd say, do what you love.
Okay. Great tip. It tells us, because it's important to hear from those that are on their way, just like you are, and seems like you're doing extremely well. But we're going to take a quick break right quick so we hear something from our sponsors. But you are listening to, I'm just going to say Mr. David, and we'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Hi, this is Gene Hodge. We have great news for you. We have the opportunity to promote the Employment Opportunity Hour and the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour with support from you. If you have a business, a product or service that you would like to reach a greater market to increase your sales, visibility, and profits, we can help you to do that by reaching over 3 million people in the Tampa Bay market. If you have a need for a larger market, WTAN and the show can promote you on the West Coast in the Los Angeles market, reaching about 20 million people. If that's an interest to you, send me an email at theopportunityhour@gmail.com. That's theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Or call WTAN and just ask for Gene Hodge. They will connect you to me. We look forward to helping to promote your business so that you can increase your sales, profit, and visibility. We can do that by you offering contests, by offering special promotions, by giveaways. And these are some of the ways that we can help you to attract the people that you're looking for. Again, this is Gene Hodge with the Employment Opportunity Hour. Send me an email at theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Yes, we're on the move. There's no stopping. Once you get started, you definitely have to keep going if you want to reach your goals. And that's what we're doing right now. I have on the other line an entrepreneur, author, by the name of David Acquasari. Did I say that correctly, David?
Acquasari, yes, sir.
Acquasari, I'm getting close. But David is an author of a set of children's books, is that right?
And, that is correct.
And where are you? Oh, you mentioned that you have some in in Ghana and Nigeria being used now, and something beginning to happen in this country. What is it that you? What is your vision for these books?
To get my books in every country around the world, in the hands of three grandmothers.
Okay. In the hands of grandmothers.
Yes, or schools, preschools, if you will, would be fine. The intention of these books, as I mentioned earlier, was to get grandmothers back into the education of our children. I want your grandmother teaching my grandchildren, and vice versa. I would like to use my books to educate and to build confidence in children who are learning to read English.
Great.
And
great.
Also, finally, to set up all our children to be able to communicate with even the most basic core set of English words.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very similar to what we did in Africa, speaking Pidgin English.
Mm-hmm.
It was always possible to communicate with someone from a different tribe or a different background with a core set of English words.
Great.
And so those are the three objectives of my book: educate and create confidence, set up the conversation between people, and get grandmothers involved in the education of our children.
Okay. That sounds like a great vision. I wish you the best just by starting off with that. I'm going to ask you to think about this, because what I want to do is to ask you what it is. How could we help you? Okay. We meaning, imagine yourself, thinking about Christmas or birthday presents or anything like that where you give out presents to other people. If we could help you, meaning this station, meaning myself, the publishing of your books or getting your books marketed, if you could make up a wish list of just things that you can visualize needing or using, I'd like to have you think about that, because on the second part of the once we go through a break in a few minutes, I'm going to come back off the break and ask you that question again. But what I'd like to have you do is think about, as much as you can, as far as you can visualize, things that you might need, and get an opportunity to put it out to the world, so that it's out there, so we know what it is that you need and how we can help you, meaning myself, the station, but anyone else who's listening to this or sees the recording at a later time. Tell us what it is that you would like to have. Anyway, so as we're going through this, write down your thoughts if you like, because when we come back off our off our next break, I'm going to ask you to tell us what it is that you would like to have, and see if we can help to make all that happen for you. But before we go any further, tell us how we can get in contact with you again.
The absolute best way is to use my website. It's omasbooks.net, and that is omasbooks.net, N-E-T.
Okay. omasbooks.net.
Absolutely.
Okay. And address that to you or anyone, or to?
To me, it would be fine. Anyone would also work. I have, and I'm sure we'll have my name printed somewhere on the accolades for this show. I do have a website which anyone's free to use, I mean, not a website, a Facebook page.
Oh, okay.
Attached to my name, which is David Aqua Asari, hyphenated. And that's David.AquaAsari, hyphenated. And you can also get to me through my Facebook page.
Okay, now, if you wouldn't mind, if you got a Facebook page, and just kind of, if you don't mind, spell your name out so that people can.
Absolutely.
Okay.
So David, of course, is D-A-V-I-D.
Mm-hmm.
There's a period, a dot.
Dot. Okay.
And then my last name, which is hyphenated, is Aqua Asari, spelled. Okay. A-C-Q-U-A-H hyphen A-S-A-R-E.
Okay. At Facebook, or?
You would go to Facebook and then /.
Okay. Okay.
David Aqua Asari.
Okay.
David,
so on Facebook, that's how we find you.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Okay, so we have two ways to find you, and so, great. So based on where you are right now, pushing your books out. What stage are you in? Or do you have anything that's upcoming that's going on locally or nationally that others can find you or will find you?
I don't have any, if you will, book signings created yet, but I'm working with a set of friends of mine. Flushbox is their name, and we're hoping to have an event early next year where we may invite people to both listen to music and, of course, we'll do a signing. Also, I would suggest that should anybody want to contact me, as I said, through Facebook or my website, I'd be most happy to serve them in whatever way I can.
Okay, great. Now, just hold on for a second, because I got a message that popped up, and I just need to clarify it with our engineer over there. And
We have a couple of guys that are waiting on hold. We can get to them after we go to the commercial.
Let's see. Let's have one right now if we can, then we'll go to the commercial, and then we have the other.
All right, so we got Mark on for you. He wants to get in on the conversation.
Okay. Hello, Mark.
Hello.
Okay.
These books are so fascinating. They're just, it sounds like something that every parent could use. I'm very, very well versed in writing and everything. So I just find it really fascinating and wonderful that he's incorporated these books all together and with three-letter words. I don't think I've ever heard of anything like that before. And my question is, what is the next level that he's going to be taking these to? I mean, what's his next vision for this?
I believe he can hear us, right?
Yes, I heard the question.
Okay. Yeah.
And it was Mark. Thank you, Mark.
Thank you.
That's a good question, because I immediately want to tell you everything I'm doing, and in reality, I have to do things at a metered pace.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea I have down the line is to get grandmothers, as I had mentioned, involved in the education of our children. What this could lead to could be a podcast with grandmothers teaching children, a television show.
Okay.
Which is something I'm actually looking at and hoping to go in that direction. I'm looking for a way to get grandmothers involved And I mean grandmothers from all over the world. It matters not.
Okay. Is that the next step that you foresee, or is that down the road?
It is down the road, but I have a number of... You do have... And good. Thank you for keeping me on track. I want to just tell the world everything. I have a number of other books. Don and His Dog is the first and current book that we're selling. I also have Pat and the Rat and Dot and the Dot and a few others that are going to be coming out early next year.
Okay. Okay, so what do you need? What might you need in order to do that? And Mark, I don't want to just.
Mark already hung up.
Okay. Okay, Mark's gone. Okay. Okay, so you're saying the first part of the year you're coming out with another set of something?
A book, yeah.
Okay. Now we got another person still on the line. I think we should take him before we take a break.
No, I was going to say, let's take a break because it's Larry Labella. Larry's on hold, so we'll take a break and we'll go back to Larry afterwards.
Okay, all right then. Okay, we're going to take a short break. You're listening to David, and we'll be right back to hear more from what he has to say.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000. If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. The place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere.
Money. What I think most people want, definitely most entrepreneurs, and I know I'd like to get a little bit myself, and I'm pretty sure everyone who is an entrepreneur, I think that's their goal. I'm on the phone talking to David Aquaseri, and on the line, David, are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
On the line, we have a person by the name of Larry Labella. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay, Larry, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How's about you?
I'm doing fine. Do you have a question for our guest, or...?
Not yet.
Okay, you're just listening or chiming in or something.
For now, yeah.
Okay.
Well, I didn't know if you had me on the line or not,
Okay, we got you on the line. You're talking to an author and a friend of mine or a contact of mine by the name of David. I'm just going to say David. But David has created some books, a set of books using just three-letter words. He's calling those books Omaz books. And he's got, I think, five different versions, five levels of this book. And he's telling us what it is that he's done. And I had asked the question, what does he need? And then we started taking on a couple of phone calls. And so I'm going to go back to David. And if anything pops into your mind, Larry, just go ahead and ask your question, okay? We only got a couple of minutes left.
Sure.
Anyway, So we were talking about the next step for David, and David had said that he's putting out some new material the first of the year. And before we went to break, I had to ask David to think about if he was a believer, like in things like Christmas and giving out presents and all that sort of stuff, if he could make up a wish list of what he can see down the road in terms of what he needs, what he'd like to have, is to put together a list of that and then put it out to the world, because I'm going to give him an opportunity to say what it is that he would like to have or needs, and the sky's the limit. But the difference is, David, you get a chance to record your thoughts that will be there, and that will help us to know where it is that you'd like to go, what else do you need. And I had mentioned, how much can this radio station help you, how much can I help you, and put those thoughts out there. So, David, are you ready?
I think I'm ready.
Well, don't worry about it. Give us what you got, because you'll think of more probably once the show's over.
Oh, I almost certainly will. And I do believe the objective of my book is what would drive what I would ask for if the sky were the limit.
Mm-hmm.
The opportunity to help children and or adults, English is a second language, readers, to learn how to read English, basic English sentences, and build that confidence is the first thing I would wish for.
Okay.
I would wish for my books to be able to be used in a way between different cultures and different countries, regardless of people's backgrounds, to be able to be used for base for communication.
Okay.
And the third thing I would hope for, I would wish for, would be to be able to involve your grandmother in teaching my grandkids.
Okay.
Like,
mm-hmm.
If there were, if your question is what specific things do I need, as in financial, well, like any other entrepreneur.
Anything that pops into your mind, unless you want me to give you a couple of hints. Let me put it like this. I'm visualizing things like getting speaking engagements, getting more visibility on a public stage. If you need a couple of $1 million, let us know. Those types of needs that you might have. Do you need more publishers? Do you need coaches?
I would love to have all the above. A publisher to actually take the burden off of me doing all the work, driving the books and doing illustrations and marketing as well. I would love a partner to work with.
Okay, a partner.
So far, you mentioned, I think in jest, $2 million. I would ask for a little bit more.
Okay, how much? Tell us.
Gene, between you and me, I'd say, let's go for $20 million.
Okay, great. Okay, next.
The idea is not, and well, there's a slight bit of jest in there, but the idea is not just to have children's books or to start children reading. As I said, there's a question of getting people involved in communicating.
Okay, how can we help you do that? That's the biggest question.
Right. Well, I think it would lead me into my, if you will, third stage of development, i.e. after a number of other books in my series have been released, starting out, I'll call it a television show for like.
Okay, a TV show. Great. Okay, TV anything yet? We got about 30 seconds left. So
I would love to have $20 million to create that TV show that involves grandmothers from all over the world.
Okay.
Your grandmother teaching my grandchildren and vice versa.
Okay, can you visualize how you're going to reach those grandmothers?
Oh, yeah. In every which way. Phone, internet, through your show, Gene.
Okay. Okay, let me we got about 3 minutes left. Larry, do you have any questions? Because we're going to close this out.
Just one thing I wanted to add, that anybody listening to the show is an entrepreneur. You need to start looking at artificial intelligence and chat, ChatGPT, which is a AI tool. It's in the last year, it has gone from nothing to like the leader in new things to do. And if you don't get into it, you're going to get left behind.
Okay. Okay. Anything else?
Nope, that's it.
Okay. Well, I don't have, that's a good comment. I myself said that it's fine to get into, but it's fine to do it. But as a team, having people who do different functions, I think would be great with products like that, though. Anyway, but thanks a lot for the comment. But David, is there anything else that you'd like for us to know about you, what you need?
I'd love for everyone out there to buy a copy of my book, Don and His Dog. And it's one of my books in the Omas book series.
Is it ready for people to purchase?
Yes, it is.
And it's out on the website?
It is on the website, and I do have a phone number on there. You can always call me directly, and I'll make sure you get a copy.
Okay, so you like to get the book out. Okay. Anyway, so based on the questions that I've asked you, what type of tip could you offer to someone else that's off on a venture similar to yours, or just off on a venture as an entrepreneur?
I sort of love what I had initially sort of alluded to.
Mm-hmm.
The making of money based on doing what you love is what I think everybody should do.
Great. Okay, that's a great comment. Great. Okay, so anyway, you have listened to author and professional person David Acquisari?
Acquisari, yes.
Acquisari. Author, publisher who has his books designed to help children to learn to read and pronounce words. And I'm pretty sure, David, you're going to be quite successful, but if I can help you out in any way, feel free to give me a call or call the show, and we'll be more than happy to put you out to just a little bit further. And by the way, you know you'll get a copy of this video, and this is on podcast as well, and so you now will have a record for that to happen. I mean, but thank you very much, because our time is up. Anyway, but you're listening to Right Now My Way, done by Frank Sinatra. All the things that you like doing, enjoy doing, you can indeed do it your way. And I suggest that for all things. And stay tuned for the Employment Opportunity Hour, because that's what we try to help all of you job seekers to find something that you enjoy, because you literally can do it your way. And this is Gene Hodge here. Out for 2 minutes. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.